Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And is this Lydia Luther?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. And regardless of you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
66.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American? Thank you.
Yeah, Caucasian.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The
okay.
First one we have is Lori Travis the Reamer.
10.
Thank you. Then we have Trump's Project 2025.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
70.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
85.
MAGA Republicans?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
60.
And then we have Donald Trump?
0.
Janelle Bynum?
50.
Is that a 5-0 or 6-0?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, 5-0.
Okay, thank you. And last we have J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
For which off which?
If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican? Thank you.
Yeah.
And we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Harris.
Thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Harris.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Travis the Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. And even though you're not supporting Lori Travis the Reamer, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Travis the Reamer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Travis the Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you, I would like to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez the Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Remer for Congress, and if this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first statement.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll give you a reminder after. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay.
The first statement is, Chavez the Remer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against the working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaign. Hearing this, does this trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't know if it's true.
Well, we're not saying the statements are true or false. These are just statements that circulate on social media, among others, and also that statements that you might hear during a political campaign.
Yeah, so if it were true, it would trouble me a great deal, but I don't know if it's true, and so I would like to not answer.
So how should I record your answer for this one?
No answer.
Okay, thank you. The next statement is, Chavez the Remer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said that he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promised his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever be able to vote. Or, I'm sorry, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez the Remer.
I like that one.
So hearing this, does this trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
It troubles me a great deal.
Thank you. Then we have Chavez the Remer has embraced Trump, whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Remer is a vote to undermine our democracy.
Troubles me a great deal.
Thank you. Then we have Lori Chavez the Remer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and immigration police. And she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement, and at the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and the Republican Party bosses tell her to do.
Troubles me a great deal.
Thank you. Now, second to last, we have seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez the Remer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits.
Troubles me a lot.
And is that a great deal or quite a bit?
Yes, great deal. Great deal.
Thank you. And last statement we have is Lori Travis, the Reamer, broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
Troubles me a great deal.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Travis de Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Now, before as we wrap up the survey, now it's true, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says that she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Now, supporters of Janelle Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Travis de Reamer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Travis de Reamer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Travis de Reamer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you've heard more of that information, I want to ask you once more. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Travis de Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College degree.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your time. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good.